Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight.
Hi, I'm Gary Anderson.
And I'm Randy Tonks, and we're here to talk about hockey as a part of Canadian identity. In our last episode, Gary and I were talking about Canadian identity, and we touched on hockey, but we figured we should be able to talk for a long time about that. So today, what we're going to do is to adopt a cultural psychological perspective, which means that we're going to try to understand what the meaning of hockey and Canadian identity is from the perspective of individual lived experience, or how people live it on an everyday basis. So what we'll try to do is to touch on some themes from a cultural psychological kind of perspective, where we look at the social everyday activities, rituals, language, heroes, and icons.
Well, Randy, you just went out and interviewed a lot of people on the street, so maybe what we should do is listen to what the person on the street has to say about hockey, and we can talk about how that reflects their identity.
Sure thing, Gary. When I did go out to the street last week in downtown Victoria here, talked to a number of different people, different ages, genders, backgrounds, Canadians, other people from around the world, and several different themes came up. And so what we'll end up listening to here throughout a number of different clips are things around identity, community, Olympics, gender, and business.
Well, basically, it's something that we can all identify with, basically, because it's saying that, you know, we're the best in the world at it. It's pretty special that we are, you know, it's our national sport. Can I say, man? Like, I have nothing intelligent to say about this, so I'd rather
sure.
put that on.
Yeah, no problem. So, do you play hockey?
Yes.
And so, how long have you been playing?
Since I've been 5.
So, in terms of, you know, what you do with your buddies and all that sort of stuff, how does that play in terms of what you think of yourself as a Canadian?
Oh, well, what I think of myself as a Canadian, I mean, I don't really identify with my, you know, Canadian nationality through hockey. Hockey's just a pastime I have. I just play it for fun. It does bring me and my friends together. I've met a lot of great friends through hockey, and I had a lot of good experiences. I'm very proud to be Canadian, and I'm very proud to play hockey.
Okay, cool. So what about, like, say, the Olympics, you know, the men's and women's? Do you have anything to say about that in terms of what that meant to you? Did you know, check it out last time they had the big Olympics?
For sure, man. That was an awesome experience. I was very proud of everyone who played. And, I mean, once again, it just proves that we're the best in the world at hockey. And, I mean, you know, no other country can say that. We are the best.
It's interesting. He says that hockey has nothing to do with Canadian identity. But by the end, he's saying we and we're the best. And he's completely identifying with hockey as his Canadian identity.
That's for sure. I think that's maybe part of Canadian identity in a general sense, that we maybe don't always want to talk about ourselves up front in that, but we sure feel it close to the heart. I think another really interesting thing that comes from this young guy's little interview there is the notion of friendship and you know, getting together with and meeting new friends as part of the game, that it's really sort of a social thing that we end up getting involved in. So we develop our social identity as a part of that, which brings us back to that we identity as well.
Well, and several of the people that you interviewed, when we listened to them, they say it's so ingrained, it's just like the air around us. You don't really notice it, but the hockey is part of Canada, even though you're not always constantly aware of it.
That's for sure, and we'll certainly hear that in the next clip.
I think it has a lot to do because it's a very, like, almost traditional kind of thing that probably Canadians have grown with throughout the years. And it's interesting because we've been brought up on more of, like, a cultural level, and we've probably forgotten, like, how attached we are to it, and we kind of carry on with that on an everyday basis. You know, we're constantly maybe talking, like, about the Canucks and, you know, different, like, hockey teams, and it's interesting because we're so attached to it. And there's other countries that are completely into hockey as well, but I mean, Canada is such a, perhaps, like, one perspective on that particular subject.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that it's got something to do with, in terms of the way we interact with each other on a daily basis, that, you know, around the water cooler and stuff like that.
Exactly. Like, it has so many things to do with that. I mean, like, we have such a social level on that, and it's something that maybe it allows every Canadian to connect with each other with. It's one common interest that allows us to maybe socialize with each other, and it's great. You know, it's really perfect. And that brings a happy moment to everything, almost.
Well, that's interesting. I think, again, that shows that culture is really a part of everyday life, that we're not always aware of it. But why do you think the focus in Canada is so much on hockey? Because Finland, Sweden, Czech Republic, they all play hockey?
Certainly, and I think that she identifies that it's not unique to Canada, but it is really a part of our soul. It's something we're really attached to, and I guess to understand that, we'd have to look back to the history of hockey and in terms of how it's played an important role in Canadian life. And we'll probably touch a little bit more on this in the next little series of quotes here on community. But I think that this comes up in a lot of the literature when one does look through some of the books on hockey, the notion of the arena as being this place where it brings people together to sort of form that part of the small town community. And I think that's something that comes through here, as well as that idea that also comes up here, is that around the water cool, it's a place where we can, in a sense, bond with each other by having something common to talk about, something that we feel passionate about that's part of our everyday lives.
So if you can't go to the arena because you don't live in a small farming community on the prairies, you can go to the water cooler in Toronto and talk about the hockey instead of actually participating in it. But it's the same kind of event.
That's it. And you can feel just as passionate about it around the water cooler as you can out on the ice as well.
It is involved in the Canadian culture because it's been there for so long. And, you know, honestly, like, Canada rules. It's such a perfect country. I think it's so beautiful because, you know, especially when we apply like sports to it, and we have like our own genuine identity, you know, it separates us from like maybe other countries or any other culture, and it gives us like our own personal character to it, and it allows us to be like our own country and our own like personality, giving us like an identity of sport also.
So our own personal identity, but it's a collective one. So we get the sense of distinctiveness because hockey is what makes us who we are.
It's almost like belonging to a youth gang or something. Well, I'm a Blood, or I'm a Crip, or I'm a Hell's Angel. Well, I'm a Canadian, but that implies that it's because of hockey.
That's for sure. And again, you know, she also brings up in this little bit the thing about the history, and that is our history, is to belong to some group. And recently there's been some talk about, when did hockey really begin? And in talking to Erwin Schubert, who teaches a course on hockey over at SFU, this is one of the things that seems to come up every couple of years, according to him, that where did it really begin? And sometimes, as I think was in a local paper not too long ago, that these paintings come out that depict people that appear to be playing hockey on the ice from, you know, hundreds of years ago somewhere in Europe, seem to debunk the myth that, well, hockey really is Canadian, that belongs somewhere else. But he also says that it's the institutionalization of the game as we know it that makes it what it is, and how, in a sense, we're so deeply attached to it.
Right. And it's interesting that seems to be university students that actually institutionalized it and made up the rules and then made it competitive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, without hockey, Canada is not known on the world map.
So again, it's everything to do with being Canadian, and it's what brings us out into the world. So we've got the idea of identity is not so much just what we have internally, but also how we are seen externally in the rest of the world.
Right, because if we talk about our own personal identity, we get most of that from the way people react to us. So if the rest of the world didn't see Canada as sort of hockey as the core of our identity, then we ourselves probably wouldn't feel it either.
I think so. And I think that's also the source of a bit of crisis and conflict in Canadian hockey and Canadian identity over the last bunch of years. Certainly, you know, one could look back to the 1950s when the Russians came onto the scene, but probably more so 1972. And this is something Ken Dryden talks about in his book, The Home Game, where it was that summit series, that 72 series, that really shook a lot of Canadians in terms of, hey, we're not as good at hockey as we really think we are, because that was supposed to be the time when our best players were there to play their best, and we got shellacked in the first few games. And then, of course, yeah, most people remember, well, most people at least have heard about the Phil Esposito rant in terms of how much it really meant to the players and to Canadians to win that series.
And everybody remembers the Henderson goal, but what people seem to forget is that Canada didn't just barely won that series. It wasn't like we dominated. It was a squeaker, as you say.
It was, with 34 seconds left.
Yeah.
I grew up in Alberta, so we had a farm. We used to just turn the hose on and have a big ice rink in the, you know, next to the house. And, you know, it's just natural that you know, we all need something to entertain ourselves, right? So we're out there every night until it got dark.
So it's really just keeping busy and just, you know, part of everyday life?
Well, a big part of living in the prairies is And, you know, you got to entertain yourself in those cave-dwelling months, right?
Yeah.
So either you're in the cave or you're finding some activity to keep you warm outside.
So in this clip, we hear that hockey is almost like a family activity. It brings the family together. You can't sit in the house all the time, so you go outside with the rest of your family and maybe a few neighbors.
Yes.
And play hockey.
Certainly. I think that's another big part of it is it's local. It's at home. It's in the backyard. It's, you know, the golf course or whatever. And that it is also this thing that it's a matter of survival. And, you know, as I think we talked last time about this notion of survival in Canadian identity from, you know, people like Margaret Atwood talking about it. But here, you know, it's surviving the winter. This fellow, when I first asked him, he said it's got to do with ice. That's what Canadian identity and hockey have to do with. And it certainly comes through this.
Oh, hockey is part of growing up. I grew up in Prince George and played hockey, had the ice in the backyard, and that's something you did every night in the wintertime.
Okay, so you played with family, friends?
Yep, friends, yeah, friends, definitely. Everybody would gather at from around the neighborhood and play hockey. Those days you could go on the golf course and the ice was frozen, you'd clear it, and you'd play hockey there as well. So it's just something you did in the wintertime.
Okay, so was there any kind of gender thing to do with hockey? Was it just boys, girls, whatever?
I was mostly boys. You didn't usually see girls, but occasionally you'd see a girl play, but I'd say generally boys would play.
Okay, so do you watch hockey these days?
I usually catch the some games, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think that has to do with sort of our national identity?
Watching hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's good. It brings people together a bit, I guess, and they can sit around and socialize and just camaraderie, I suppose.
So that brings us back to the point you made before, that the relationship between actually playing hockey at the arena is the center of the community in many small towns, or the water cooler, talking about hockey or watching hockey or going down to the pub and watching it on the big screen with your friends.
I think that's really it. And, you know, as again, from a cultural psychology perspective, it's the rituals, the activities that we do that are common and shared, and the shared meaning that we get from those. And certainly we can see that hockey serves that role in a number of different ways, either playing it as a kid growing up with your family, your community, going to watch the game at the local rink, or watching it on TV today and then talking about it at the coffee shop or at the, you know, water cooler or wherever it is that you end up, you know, having that ritual activity of being engaged in the game in one level or another.
And it has to be a shared experience because, at least from my experience, sitting at home watching the Stanley Cup by yourself in front of your TV is just not the same as watching it with friends.
No, that's for sure. You got to get up and scream and have somebody to share that moment with.
Right.
Oh, I think it's really the center of a lot of activities in Canada, and I don't know anyone that's Canadian that doesn't love hockey and know every player and where they're from and what their stats are.
Okay, so where are you from?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, so I think hockey's pretty big down there, is it not?
Not in my world.
Okay, so when you think about hockey in Canada, do you think about Olympics or Stanley Cup or anything like that?
Yeah, you think about the Maple Leafs and the Canucks and whatever all those other teams are.
Well, in this clip, she identifies sort of the community with one particular team. So a loyalty builds up in various regions. So in Quebec, you have a sense of identity around Montreal. And in Toronto, you have that same kind of thing around the Maple Leafs. And in Vancouver now has become the Canucks, she said.
Yeah, well articulated, Gary. That's quite correct. And this is another thing about the notion of the local hockey team. And you know, whether it's somewhere out in, you know, the prairies or here on the West Coast or out on the East Coast or wherever, I think a lot of the time it really is that local team that, you know, we want to be able to get up and cheer for. And there's this really well-known story called The Hockey Sweater about a young boy that his mother writes away to Eaton's for the sweater. And of course, being from Quebec, he wants the Montreal Canadiens sweater. And what arrives? The Toronto Maple Leafs. And as a result, he's ostracized by the other players. They won't let him play. And even the priest, who's the referee for this game, kicks him off as a bad boy, sends him to church to go pray to God for forgiveness. And what does he pray for? Something like 100 million moths to come and eat his Toronto Maple Leaf sweater.
Well, it gives us like kind of almost a space to really step out and like allow us to like show what we're really all about. It gives us a space to expose like Canada's talent, you know, and let us to really not necessarily compare it to like other countries, but let us almost on the same level and show like how much we're relative to like their perspective. And it's interesting because Canada has worked so hard, you know, like in sports, you know, throughout the years. And I think it's probably about time that we really show everyone else like what we're really made of and what we got, because we've worked so hard. And it's good, though. I'm proud of Canada.
So the Olympics are about competition between countries, and the individual, even though nowadays the individual gets a lot of glory and status from the Olympics, it's really about team competition. And so part of Canadian status in the world depends on winning the hockey gold medal.
It really does. And I guess the Olympics has been, at least in the recent few years, the really big one. But the World Championships is another one. And so many years ago, we lost that status of being number one at the World Championships. And I guess we Canadians like to say that the reason why we haven't won there so many times over the years is because our best players are still wrapped up in the Stanley Cup Finals during the time that the World Cup is usually playing. But it's still an international recognition that we're looking for here.
Now, I'm from Europe, so we're not so much into hockey, more into soccer.
Soccer, okay. So, but as a European, what do you think, you know, your impressions as being Canadian?
I think it's more Canadian than American. It's more a Canadian sport, yeah.
Okay, do you know who got the last gold medal at the Olympics in the men's hockey?
Ooh, no.
How about the women's hockey?
Not also, no.
The World Championship?
No.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Canadian sport. Then.
Yeah.
Well, this year, the Stanley Cup was American.
That's the crux. Canada might be able to win one of the championships, but still, the Stanley Cup goes to an American town.
Right. And there's been a lot of people very upset about the fact that the NHL has expanded into the U.S. so much, and the Canadian teams have moved away, like Winnipeg and Quebec.
That's right.
But still, a majority of the players are Canadian.
They are, and you know, I was just thinking about this in terms of, even though the Cup may have gone to American teams, if you look back over the last bunch of years, and I haven't done a very careful empirical analysis of this, but I think the captain of those teams that have won the Cups are almost invariably Canadians, and most of the time the goaltenders are Canadian, and probably Quebecois, at least in recent years, except for the Dominator, but there certainly is a very Canadian contingent there in those winning teams.
So even though an American team might win the Stanley Cup, we can still say it's Canadian players that made it possible, right?
Canadian blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
It's something to identify with besides not being American.
So is that it?
I'm afraid that's it.
Nothing more. So if you are Canadian, you play hockey, you watch hockey, what is it?
If we don't play it and if we don't watch it, we still recognize that it's something to stand for. I would say that we would recognize it as part of our culture.
Through and through?
I hope so. It's got to be better than maple syrup.
Better than maple syrup, back bacon, and the beaver?
And smokes.
So, I don't know where that last one came from, but yeah, being not American is, you know, as we talked about in the earlier show, is such a big part of being Canadian that, as Trudeau had said, there's this elephant that's there and we're sleeping next to it and we just don't want to get squashed. But, you know, in hockey, too, as we've just been talking about here, the fact that it's Canadians out there doing the hard work and winning the cups for American owners, if you will, that's, you know, the real Canadian thing, that we're constantly having to fight that being not American.
That's right. And it's just like we're out there winning the cup for American owners, just like we're selling them our lumber and selling them our water and selling them all our resources. So it's just another resource.
That's it.
The Olympics, I guess it's the same sort of thing. It's where everyone strives for a goal, and you know, you have your sportsmanship and your discipline and on all that's required to you know, to become an Olympian, and yeah, it's the same sort of thing.
Okay, maybe one last question here. What about the Stanley Cup? Did you watch the Stanley Cup Finals this year?
Yeah, I did watch the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah, that was kind of different because there's no Canadian teams in there, but still a lot of Canadians playing, so you know, but didn't cheer quite as much as if the Canucks or the Ottawa would have been in, but, you know, still it was fun to watch.
So there we are again. Would have cheered harder if it was Canadian teams, but there's still Canadian players out there.
Right.
It's a team sport. I mean, there's lots of them out there, but I think hockey, they say, is one of the most fit athletes. I think that it's, you know, it's a it's totally physical. It's in there. I mean, just as proud as Australians are with their footy, as they call it, which is high contact. I think it's just a physical, manly game. That's why we love it, I think. Oh, yeah, no, hey, I was right into that women's hockey. I thought it was great, winning both gold medals. I think it's huge. I mean, it's a Canadian sport, and to be able to excel on the world stage is a bonus.
Well, it's interesting. When he was talking about hockey being such a macho, manly kind of game, and yet when you asked him about the women's hockey, he was completely enthusiastic and thought that was just as great as the men's hockey.
It is, isn't it? And so we've got, you know, a bit of a contradiction here, which I guess is another big part about being Canadian, that you can have it this way and that way. But, you know, maybe we could just touch a little bit on this thing about the manliness. I was showing you guys earlier this photograph from the book that Peter Zoski did the foreword for, 50 Years of Hockey. And there's this picture of none other than the Golden Jet, or Bobby Hull. And back in the days when I was a kid, the hockey players seemed to, you know, get big and strong in that, as my dad used to tell me, because they worked on the farm. And you see this picture of Hull, and what did you and Elle would both say?
Oh, he was really muscular.
Yeah, a real big macho-looking guy. And that's why he had that slap shot that would break the glass and was so world famous.
From throwing hay bales onto the wagon.
That's it, working hard on the farm. But the other thing I think that the other one came up just prior to this is the idea about the values that hockey instills in us about teamwork and about, good sportsmanship and these kinds of things. And so not only is it, you know, a bit of a macho thing, but it's that hard-working thing that can come through from the teamwork. And certainly in the last couple of years when we saw the 2002 Olympics, the women's team, the way that they pulled together and overcame after having lost, I think, 8 straight games to the American team to come out and win that gold medal, I think really shows that kind of dedication that goes into not only the Olympics, but into hockey and success in all kinds of different ways.
Just doesn't seem like a very female sport to me. I don't think I would enjoy watching women out there.
Not everybody is enthusiastic about women's hockey, I guess.
No, I guess not. So it's still, I think a great thing for a lot of women to get into, and girls as well, that, again, it's a good team game, and I think that they really enjoy it, even though it might be played a little bit differently from the men's game. It's in many ways as exciting or even more exciting.
I play at the youth center in North Dakota.
Yeah, it's fun, though, too.
So here's an 11-year-old girl that I talked to on the street there, and for her, hockey is just a lot of fun. Now, I think it's interesting that she's from North Dakota, and so for her, hockey didn't have all of this other kind of added qualities of it being like a religion, a passion, a national identity component. It was just fun.
Yeah, my father grew up in North Dakota, and he played hockey as a young child. And I still have his original hockey skates.
Oh.
Kept them in the family.
I played it when I was younger. Like, it was an influence on me. You know, like, when I was younger, you don't really think about it because it's just kind of applied to you. But as you grow older, you kind of realize how hockey is pretty much around you, you know, on a consistent basis.
Okay.
You know, you don't notice it, but I mean, when you really look at it, it's there.
That's it. It's there. You don't really think about it, but it gets into your bones.
Both men and women.
Both men and women.
Right.
Yeah, I did watch the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah, that was kind of different because there's no Canadian teams in there, but still a lot of Canadians playing. So, you know, it didn't cheer quite as much as if the Canucks or the Ottawa would have been in, but, you know, still it was fun to watch.
Okay, great. So what about the Cup itself? Do you think it represents Canada, or is it sort of just this NHL thing?
The Stanley Cup, I think it's pretty much an NHL thing now. I think hockey's not a sport, Canadian sport now. It's sort of spread out.
So, what is the game? Is the game what we play, or is the game the one on TV, the big business?
Or is this part of the globalization and free trade and all the other things that are spreading out? Hockey, Canada's game, is now spreading out around the world as well.
That's kind of what it looks like. And I know this spring in the newspaper here in Victoria, there was an article about don't let Disney do it. We can't let the Ducks win the Cup because this would be marketing and big business going all the way to the Cup. And even though it's been happening, I guess, for a long time, to have Disney win the Cup just would have been too much for this one writer.
I don't think it has anything to do with Canadian identity any longer. I think it did at one time when it wasn't so corporate, but now it's anybody's game. It's a corporate game. It's the game to the highest bidder. I used to be Canadian, but not since I stopped watching hockey after the Oilers had their dynasty and Gretzky sold himself to the LA Kings. That was that for me. I stopped watching after that. I was so disgusted with the wages and the way that contracts are handled.
Okay, so you used to watch hockey then?
Yes, I did. I watched hockey all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Saturday night?
Saturday night hockey, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Nothing like hockey night in Canada.
Right.
Okay, so do you watch hockey at all?
I quit about 25 years ago.
Why is that?
I think it's a distraction from the real concerns of our culture.
So this is like Chomsky's necessary illusions. It's something that's fed to us now, the NHL, to make us think it's important so we don't worry about the other life problems. It's kind of what he was saying.
I think so, and that, you know, if you just want to be part of culture, part of society, you just get involved in the NHL and you buy all the garb and, you know, play the game at that level.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can blame that on our Canadian superstar Wayne Gretzky, but I mean, spreading hockey, you know, globally is great, and we seem to be staying on the top of the heap, producing great hockey players. You know, I mean, it's with some people, they lost a bit of interest just because there's so many teams. You don't even know all the players. I mean, it's just becoming there's more and more and more teams. I mean, I'm sure the ratings weren't up this year as much as they would have been if, you know, if a Canadian team was in there. But
yeah, there's a lot of tears and criticism of Gretzky when he went to LA. And I think Gretzky's point was that he felt going into a large market like that would really help the growth of hockey, and in that way it was good for the game. But I think a lot of people felt that he was deserting Canada and deserting the true hockey game when he left.
That's for sure, much like these last couple of people that we talked to here.
It starts when you're a young child, and it's bred into us, and we love the game, and we're trying to keep it ours.
So is it got to do with a big professional game, TV and all that sort of stuff, or is there something else?
Not for me or my children. It's just the love of the game.
The love of the game. So in spite of it all, the big business will go on. It'll be all this craziness and that sort of stuff. But Canadians will keep playing hockey, keep watching hockey, and keep talking about hockey because it's all for the love of the game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old